right, mate, we're here for our top 10 spy movies. Holy shit, this list was hard.
It was very hard.
We did originally have spy / conspiracy movies, but we decided to cut the conspiracy.
Yeah, cut the conspiracies. No one wants to hear about it. So we just went spy. And initially, I had multiple films from the same franchises, but we did decide...
It's
probably better if we go one per franchise.
Yeah, and doing that just made it infinitely more harder.
Yeah, it wasn't easy to come up with 10.
I feel like my list would have been half Mission Impossible, half James Bond if that was the case. I don't think so, but I would have had at least several, like one or two of each from my list here.
You would have had one maybe from each? Very good.
But yeah, that's essentially the criteria. I had one movie per franchise and it had to involve spy, not conspiracy. And I know that we did put out the question for you guys for conspiracy movies, so that's okay. That's totally on you guys.
All right, let's get into it. My number 10 is the German film.
Ooh.
The Lives of Others.
Very nice film.
Nice.
It's a nice film.
It's a very good film.
Yes. Lots of good spy work in that.
I mean, there's heaps of spy work. The main guy is literally spying on, you know, people nonstop, recording everything and what goes down there in regards to, you know, the connections that he starts to feel for these people who he's meant to be spying on and ratting out to, you know, his authority. It's really touching. So, yeah, Lives of Others, number 10.
Yes, we have done a breakdown on that. If you patrons haven't heard that, go back and check it out. My number 10 is a film that's not going to be on Dean's list because he severely underrates it. I'm talking about Charlize Theron in Atomic Blonde.
Ugh, really?
Yeah.
What a shit movie.
Ah, solid movie. Just scraped in because I needed to put a movie in my number 10.
God, I wonder what movie then you don't have from my list.
What, do you assume that we have?
I mean, our franchise picks may not be the same, but I'd be surprised if we didn't have a very similar list.
It is interesting because we kept asking each other back and forth, is this a spy film? Is this a conspiracy film? I wonder if that's going to be on your list when we say, yes, it is a spy film. But over to you for your number 9.
My number 9 is from the Bourne franchise.
Ah.
I did. It's a tough trilogy because the others don't count for me to rank. I have settled on the Bourne Identity though.
Okay, the OG.
The OG. I've definitely seen it more than any other.
Yeah.
He's, you know, a spy, assassin. He goes in, he kills, he wakes up. He's got no memory. Really good stuff. Good action.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Clive Owen's in it too.
That's true. Before he was basically Clive Owen.
I mean, he was still Clive Owen.
I mean, he was Clive's Owen back then.
Well, this is true.
Number 9 for me is Kingsman, the Secret Service. And Dean is grimacing because he has not put this on his list.
Ah, no, I grimace for many reasons when you speak, Hendo.
You're sitting next to me. Yeah, I mean, this film was a genuine surprise when it came out. Action-packed, gentlemen spies doing action-packed things. Colin Firth is fantastic in this. Samuel L. Jackson is a bit annoying, but I genuinely like the film.
Very good. My number 8 is, you know, probably ranks higher because of the amount of spy stuff in it.
Sure.
I've gone North by Northwest.
Ah, okay.
The Hitchcock classic, which we have recently done a breakdown on.
Very recently.
Feel free to check that one out. Yeah, lots of spy stuff. Really good film. Go and see it.
Well, you can see it at home. You don't have to go anywhere to see it.
You can go to your lounge room.
Ah, okay.
Go to a friend's place. Watch it together. Like we always do, Hendo.
I mean, I always put the offer out there. You always get back to me with, who is this? Okay, my number 8 is... leaning into the more of the comedy realm here.
Leaning in or full on?
Full on yes. Comedy.
Yes, yes.
I didn't know which one to put here.
There's only one right answer.
I rate the first two the same, but I went back and looked at my reviews on both of them, and I basically say in the reviews, this one is better than the other one. So I'm going with Austin Powers' International Man of Mystery.
Ah, the inferior film.
You are wrong. I find the second one repeats the same joke several too many times in the second one. I feel like the first one is much more fresh, and I really enjoy this film.
Fair enough. Well, my number 7 pick is one you've mentioned. It is The Kingsman.
Ah, did you pick swapperoo there, did you?
No, not at all. The old UK Bond, if you will.
The UK Bond as opposed to the American Bond you see in all the other James Bond films.
Yes.
I think you're watching the wrong franchise.
Potentially.
Yeah.
The slightly more Cockney UK Bond.
Just stop. Not very good. All right, my number seven is a film I must admit I probably need to rewatch, but at the time I watched it, I did give it a big old 4.5 stars, but I can't remember too much about the film. I'm talking about Argo.
Ah, really? What were you? Fair enough. No, you go on, you go on. Argo, you reckon? Okay.
Yeah.
4.5 you gave Argo.
Yeah, I watched it back in 2012. I gave it 4.5.
Well, there's no way you'd give it 4.5 now.
I'd have to watch it again. But it's a spy film that I give a very high rating to. So that's why it's at the lowest of my 4.5s here.
All right. Fair enough. All right. My number 6 is Austin Powers, Spy Who Shagged Me.
Ah, the inferior.
Heather Graham's in it. Fat Bastard's in it. It's fantastic.
I mean, I don't disagree. They're both the same rating.
So don't argue. All right. They're both really, really good.
There's a change. You don't want us to argue. All right. My number 6 is True Lies.
Wow. Number 6. Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Low?
Yeah.
Okay. How good is this film?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Oh, so funny. So action-packed. James Cameron and Arnold Schwarzenegger, man, they go hand in hand together. It is a great spy film that really taps into the effect it has on a family life as well.
Mm.
And a solid, solid action film. What is your number 5?
My number 5 is Inglourious Basterds.
Fucking hell. I forgot to put it on the list. Even after I said it. I forgot to put it on there. What am I going to do here? Because I'm having it on there.
Okay. Take one of your 5 out.
Fucking Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde makes the list. Not Inglourious Basterds. Good one. Oh, you did good.
Okay, here's the thing, right?
Yeah, what's the thing, Hendo?
We did have a discussion about this prior to the list, and I did say, would you put Inglourious Basterds as a spy movie? You said yes. And I'm like, good. So I should have put this on my list.
You should have.
But I did not, and now looking at it, I am pushing my initial number 5, The Lives of Others, down to my number 6.
Really?
Yes.
So what is your... Okay, all right, fair enough. So you are going to, just copy me a bit. That's fine. And having Inglourious Basterds as your number 5 as
no.
well. Oh, you're not?
No, I'm just saying my initial number 5, this, The Lives of Others, is now off my top 5.
Oh, okay. I see. Very interesting. Yeah, Inglourious Basterds, obviously QT at one of his best. Fantastic film. You've got, Brad Pitt and co. pretending to be whatever they're Nazis. Pretending. Nazis.
They're not Nazis. They're Nazi killers.
Yes. And you've got...
Michael Fassbender.
Nah, the woman. Oh, yeah, Michael Fassbender as well in that scene downstairs is fantastic. Yeah. The woman, God, I'm forgetting her name.
Is it Melanie Laurent?
Yeah, Melanie Laurent. You know, she's not who she says she is, having all these Nazis in her theatre.
Nazis.
Yeah, really good film.
It is indeed. You will hear about it later on. My number 5 now is Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, wow. We do have different lists.
Yeah, well, we are different people. We don't have to have the same list.
Zero Dark Thirty, eh?
Yeah, I love this film.
Really?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen it?
Once. It's all I need to.
Hmm.
Are you saying you're not allowed to love a film by watching it once?
Not at all.
I mean, you just gave me that condescending tone like, oh, you love it.
How many you remember it well, do you?
I do remember it well. That's why it's at my number 4.
Tell me about all the spy stuff in it.
I mean, we're only here for a short amount of time.
No.
I don't want to spoil the film for you.
I got time. Take it away, Endo.
No, I don't have to do whatever you want me to do.
Give me one spy moment in it.
Spying on Bin Laden.
Wow.
There you go.
That is terrible. It is a terrible spy film.
It is not a terrible spy film.
Okay.
Do they do spying in the movie? Then it qualifies.
Barely.
Number 5, Zero Dark Thirty.
Barely.
Great film.
Barely spying.
What's your number 4, dickhead?
An actual spy movie. It is called True Lies.
It's a very good choice.
Oh, it's so much fun, isn't it, Hendo?
It's awesome.
It's a great film. It's so funny. Like, it's Arnie just being hilarious.
Arnie.
You got Bill Paxton.
Yes, it's Bill Paxton.
So funny.
Comic relief.
Oh, he's so funny.
Tom Arnold is in it as well.
Tom Arnold, yes. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, she's very good in this.
Yeah, she's fine. Damn fine.
Yes, that's right.
Over to your number 4, Hendo. Now, feel free to change your list around as you hear mine. Okay.
What do I need to change it for?
Oh, no. It's just, past history. That's fine. You go.
My number 4 is where I've put my Bourne film, and I'm going with The Bourne Ultimatum, the third in the trilogy.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I think this is a fantastic spy film, a fantastic Bourne film. And don't get me wrong, all three, the first three, that piss off this legacy and this and that fourth one they made.
What's it called? Jason Bourne?
Yeah, remember they made that shit? You didn't even see it, did you?
Matt Damon in it?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne. It's like,
I don't think I did see it. I saw Legacy.
Yeah, that's terrible. Jeremy Renner. Remember they tried to make Jeremy Renner a thing in everything?
I mean, he's had a very successful career.
Yeah, they tried to just make him everything.
All you need to do is be a founding Avenger. You're laughing.
Exactly. No, but I think this is the best of the three. I think it's pulse-pounding. I love David Strathairn in it as the new director, Ops Guy. And I think it's a very, very good spy film. That's why it's my number four.
Fair enough. Good choice. All right, my number three is where I will put a James Bond film, Hendo.
How dare you?
Number three, it is Casino Royale.
All right. That's a good James Bond film right there.
It is a good James Bond film. I tossed up between a couple, but... You know, we are going through the James Bond series over on our Patreon page at the moment. So I'm curious to see what will reign supreme at the end of it all.
Yeah,
but
who knows?
As it stands now, I'd put Casino Royale at number one.
Very good. All right. My number three is the OG Mission Impossible.
Otherwise known as Mission Impossible.
That's right. I feel like this, out of all the Mission Impossible films, is the most spy-ish. It works really well. It has the team works well together.
It even
works as a potential conspiracy film as well. But the spy element to it works wonderful. Tom Cruise is pristine here. The White Room scene is fantastic. This is my favorite Mission Impossible film.
Okay. Not a bad pick. Not the correct pick. But we'll get to that right now with Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. What a film. What an action film. What a spy film, more importantly, Hendo.
Is it, though?
So much spying.
I feel like it's more action.
Henry Cavill does some spying. Good for him.
Yeah. How good is Tom Cruise when he's spying while leaping over buildings and base jumping out of planes?
Oh, he's spying the shit out of that film.
And fighting henchmen in porcelain... toilets.
Yeah, there's masks.
Great
and
spy stuff there.
Is there masks in that one? They start to do a mask and the computer
and
breaks.
Yeah,
that was great spy tech as well. Yeah, great film Fallout. My number two.
Very good. My number two is where I'm going to put Inglourious Basterds.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you just come to some sort of revelation?
I just realized you don't have my number one on your list.
All right then. Well, either way, Inglourious Basterds is a fantastic Quentin Tarantino film. Not his best film, but in terms of his spy films, it's definitely Quentin Tarantino's best spy film. Like you said, Brad Pitt, Michael Fassbender, Melanie Laurent. Anyone else big in that film? Ah, Christoph Waltz. Jeez.
Anyone else big in that film? Come on.
What a standout performance by Christoph Waltz. That is such a fantastic film. Rewriting history to the way that Tarantino wants it to. I don't care. It's a great film. Inglourious Basterds, number two spy film. All right, what is this big number one spy film you're going on about here, Dean? Does it even qualify as a spy film?
Definitely. All right, let me...
Here we go. Let's set it up.
there's no setup. All right. It is a film that I love dearly about someone who is spying on someone else through their dreams. Inception.
No, that's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
No.
I shall read you the IMDb plot summary. Dominic Cobb is a spy who, instead of breaking into a person's home, office, or even computer, breaks into their mind. Boom.
Was that a fan-written thing?
What? No, it's not a fan-written thing. How dare you? He's a spy.
He does the 1 second flash my phone.
He's a spy. He's spying on everyone to get information. No, I mean, the whole team is there to spy on Cillian Murphy to get the information they want from him. It's fantastic. I love Inception.
Nah, your list is
the
void.
The rightful number one.
Your list is void. My number one is, of course, a James Bond film. And you are correct in that, sir, that the number one James Bond film is Casino Royale. This is one of my all-time favorite films. Daniel Craig's introduction as James Bond is just pristine. The action in this is fantastic. The spy elements in this film work incredibly well as well. Obviously, Mads Mikkelsen's in it, which is an immediate 4.5-star film for me, basically. He is fantastic as Le Chiffre. The poker is fantastic in this film. This whole film is just fantastic for me. It is easily my number one spy film. And that's going to do it. All right. Let's take a look at some responses for what our patrons said.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
All right, we did ask our patrons to give us their favorite spy films from 1 to 10, if they want to give us just their favorite, or if they want to give us their top 10, that's fine. This was at the time when we did have conspiracy films in there too, so let's see what they have to say. David Powell has a list here of Sneakers, Atomic Blonde, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, with an honorable mention for Falcon and the Snowman, and he had to skip Bond because it's too hard to pick.
Nerdivert gave us a top 10, and from 10 to 1, we have Enemy of the State, The Bourne Identity, North by Northwest, The Lives of Others, The Third Man. Have you seen The Third Man?
I have seen The Third Man. It's okay.
3 Days of the Condor?
Haven't seen it. Going through the list of spy films I've seen, I realize I haven't seen a lot of spy films.
The Ypres Files?
Nope.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, From Russia with Love, and Casino Royale.
Very good. Paul from Filmbusters says, Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yeah, well done.
COVID agents wearing people's faces. They don't wear any faces in that movie, I'm pretty sure.
They try.
Mustache wearing villain. Unless you count Face Off, then it's Face Off every damn day.
Luke James Human says, leaving the Bond and the Mission Impossible franchises out of it, I'd have to go for Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy for the realism and The Man from U.N.C.L.E. for fun.
Did I get you to watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. or did you just watch it?
I just watched it.
Yeah. Guy Ritchie film? Henry Cavill?
Yeah, I know the film.
And that cannibal guy?
Yeah.
And lastly, Jamie Russell gave us his top five. From 5 to 1, we've got True Lies, Ronan, The Bourne Ultimatum, Casino Royale, and Mission Impossible Fallout.
Ah, seems they agree with me, Hendo.
I don't see any Inception on that list whatsoever, and I see lots of Casino Royale, so it seems like they all agree with me. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you very much for checking this episode out. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.